As winter approaches and the warm sunshine fades, many people embrace another way of maintaining that summer glow, indoor tanning. That's especially true here in New England, where it can be particularly gloomy for those long, cold winter months. But the latest medical research suggests that tanning salons can be even more harmful to your health than previously believed. That's the subject of our Common Health segment this week. And joining us now is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So what prompted you to take a closer look at indoor tanning?
Well, it began in the summer, actually, when it was still sunny. We heard from the Melanoma Foundation of New England that a tanning ban for basically for kids under 16 was live in the legislature. It didn't end up getting passed, but it was in fact brought up again. And then just this last week, a very striking study came out about the effects of indoor tanning. It was in a medical journal, and it found that indoor tanning could be linked to 170,000 cases a year of non-melanoma cancer, of sort of the less serious skin cancers. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it was just a stunning statistic.
And there are also statistics that suggest that tanning salons elevate the risk of cancer. Is that right?
Right. Yes. There have actually been projections that suggest that if you go to a tanning salon 40 times in your life, that raises your risk of melanoma by 55%, which works out to about 1.5% for each time that you go.
I mean, that's huge. That's a huge risk, isn't it?
It's a significant rise in your risk if you use tanning salons.
Something else, Carrie, that you talked about, which I found fascinating, that tanning can actually be addictive.
Yes, there have been studies recently looking at the effect of ultraviolet exposure on how people feel. It seems to be connected to relaxation and endorphin release. I think we all kind of know that intuitively, like it just feels good to lie in the sun. And it turns out that, in fact, tanning salons may have a similar effect.
Well, let me introduce Robert Cole. He knows a lot about the dangers of indoor tanning firsthand. His daughter, Glenna, developed a habit of going to tanning salons. She developed advanced melanoma, that's skin cancer, when she was just 22. She died 3 years later in 2008. And Robert now runs the Glenna Cole Fund for Hope. And Robert Cole, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit, if you would, about Glenna's tanning habits. She was exposed to a lot of sunlight from working as a lifeguard, I understand. But she also had a habit of going to tanning salons, right?
Yes, she did. Through her later years in high school, she, you know, enjoyed it, thought it made her feel healthy. She had her lifeguard job during the summer, so she inevitably got tanned, and then during the winter didn't want to lose it. Just that healthy kind of feeling she said she'd get from it.
So. Sure, the healthy feeling, it makes people at least initially look healthy. I understand your daughter was a very health-conscious person. Why did she do it, in your view?
Well, I think it at the time that she did, which was you know, in the early 2000s, I don't think she was aware of some of the dangers. To be honest with you, she, you know, there just wasn't the awareness that there has been brought around now with all the studies. So, I think if she had been aware of things, at least that's why she told us is that if she'd had any idea that there was as much risk as we now know, she wouldn't have done it. She absolutely wouldn't have done it. She would have been able to prevent herself from going and doing it.
So she was diagnosed with melanoma when she was just 22. Can you give us a sense of what were the first signs that something might be going wrong?
Well, it started with a lump in her groin area. She thought she pulled a muscle. Went to see her nurse at college. The nurse immediately said, no, I don't think so, and then sent her to our primary doctor. And she, again, looked at it at the time and then decided that she should have a biopsy done. Hence, it came up as a stage 3 melanoma right off the bat.
Well, Robert, of course, we're very, very sorry for your loss. And Carrie, I mean, this just is a reminder that skin cancer is no joke.
It is no joke, no, and it's hard to get that across to kids. But I do think in Glenna's case, you know, just not as much was known. There's been a very strong progression of studies over the last few years that have really pinned down the risk and shown that it really does exist and even quantified it. And in fact, the World Health Organization has declared tanning salons to be carcinogens in the same classification as tobacco and asbestos. And there again, that wasn't known back then.
Robert, Robert, as Carrie mentioned, several states have banned tanning salons for younger people, including California, Vermont, and New York. It didn't pass in Massachusetts. What's your perspective on why it didn't pass?
Well, I guess it's follow the money. It's a $5 billion industry. It's huge, you know, and their biggest amount of customers are young girls, and hence the reason why all the newest cases, the huge increase in skin cancers are coming from young girls.
And in fact, there was some very recent research that came out this May that found that one-third of young white women do patronize tanning salons. And not only that, but they do it a lot. You know, it tends to be a couple dozen or more times a year.
One-third. That's a huge number. So, Carrie, what other risks do these people need to be aware of?
Well, so I hate to sound like a naggy mom, but I really did find that the more I reported this story, the more I was amazed by all the different aspects of the risk. Okay, we already went through that you raise your risk of melanoma 1.5% for each session. One thing that I was really surprised by is that the research suggests that the dose you get of type A ultraviolet light can be 10 to 15 times higher than a midday sun on the beach. So people tend to think, oh, it's controlled.
That's right. We're not out in the sun. It's controlled. So it's got to be safer, but not true.
Right. But not true. And another important point is that the younger you start, the higher your risk.
So it's a cumulative effect, it sounds like.
Right.
And Robert, I think I know the answer to this question, but I want to give you a chance to answer it anyway. As the weather turns cold here in New England, what's your message to young people, or anyone for that matter, who find comfort and pleasure in indoor tanning?
Don't do it. It's just not worth the risk. Any increase in the chance of going through that horrible disease isn't worth any cosmetic effects or even that supposed high, I think, that you get from that glow or that feeling that you get in the wintertime, you know. I just don't think it's worth it. I know it's not worth it, period.
Well, Robert Cole, thanks a lot. That's Robert Cole. He runs the Glenna Cole Fund for Hope. His daughter, Glenna, died of advanced melanoma at the age of 25. Robert, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Anthony.
And you can find a link to Carrie's post at radioboston.org.
Stay with us. There's more of the show in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.